Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series playlist, where we're looking at the book of Psalms, and what we're saying is that God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. Psalms is this incredibly large book, 150 different Psalms that are they're a collection of songs and poems and prayers to God that really cover the entirety of human emotion. We looked at Psalm 1 this past Sunday. Let me just read it to you because it's not very long. It says this, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." I just want to share a thought about this psalm, which I think might be helpful. Or at least I have found helpful. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked." Now, the word blessed there basically means happy. So I want you to think about that for a second. Happy is the man who doesn't walk in the way of the wicked, but walks in the way of God. So I think when it comes to happiness, we all have a version of our future in our minds that we believe is going to make us happy. That if we have this thing, you know, whether it's, you know, I have more money, I have a relationship, my kids, this or that, if I'm able to get a raise or get promoted, if my team actually wins the big game, whatever it is, we have this version of the future that we believe is going to make us happy. On top of that, we have habits, rhythms in our life that where we do things that we believe make us happy. Sometimes those things are things that we know God wouldn't even approve of, but we get caught up in these things that we believe are going to make us happy. And I think what happens is a lot of people, and maybe you felt this way, think that God is trying to take away something from our life, that God is trying to take away a habit or a thing that he looks down on, and he just wants to take that away. And then we kind of equate, God's trying to take away my happiness. And yet the verse is exactly the opposite. The verse is saying, you know, blessed or happy is the one who walks in the way of God, not in the way of the wicked. That's interesting, isn't it? And I think if you dwell on that for a minute, you know, you think, oh God, well, how does this work then? You know, I've got these things in my life that make me happy, and God wants me to be more committed to him, to spend more time in reading the word and prayer, and he doesn't want me to do those things, and he wants me to do these things. It feels like God's trying to control my life and try to take away my happiness. So how is it true then that when someone meditates on, you know, the law and puts that as a delight in his heart, you know, how does that equal? Like, how does this work? And here's what I think has been helpful to me. Is I remember thinking about my kids when they were little and how, you know, they had ways that they believed were going to be happy, right? They, you know, they wanted to run around outside and run right towards the street, and I had to get them. In fact, my youngest daughter, we took her to the beach and she tried to run into the ocean, and she was, you know, like a year and a half old and could barely, you know, barely walk. And she just took one look at the water and wanted to run straight into the ocean. And I'm thinking, you know, that would be the last we have of her, right? That would be the last minute of our life with her, and that we'd be devastated. And so we pulled her back and she just cried and just screamed at the top of her lungs that we were stealing her joy. But as a dad, that's not how it works. I'm trying to create, you know, rails for her to keep her safe so that she can be happy. And I think what God is saying is that, look, let me put some guardrails in your life to guide you. And some of those things that you think are going to make you happy, they're not going to work because he's smarter than we are. He's trying to guide us. And what happens is when we start to do that and we start to focus on God, his guardrails become a delight in our soul because they free us. They free us from things that are actually going to steal joy from us. That's the beauty of what it looks like to find blessedness in God. We delight in his law. We delight in the way he guides and protects our life because we trust him as a good father, like a dad trying to protect us from running into the ocean before we know how to swim. Father, I pray that you help our hearts and minds get wrapped up in your law, in the way that you guide and instruct our hearts. Lord, free us from the things that enslave us, that we think are going to bring us happiness, but they never seem to work, and we fight to get them. and we find them to be empty when they come to us. God, we need something larger than just our own immediate gratification. We need something bigger than that guiding us. We need you, God. We need your law. Help us to delight in your law. Give us the desires of our souls to change us. The things that we want, change us from the inside out. Things that would honor you and things that would be life-giving to us and to the people around us. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Amen. I want you to take a second before you move on and just pray and ask God to show you areas of your life that he's been trying to guardrail you or trying to guide you, and to praise God for that. All right. Till next time, God bless.